المسلم حر في الدنيا لا يقبل أبدا بالذل لم يسجد للطاغوت ولا للظالم في آتالين.
The new crusades have entered their second decade, with the battle between truth and falsehood continuing to rage as strong as ever. This battle, which has exposed the ugly face of the people of falsehood, represented by the infidel West and its apostate agents in our Islamic region. This pact is led by the empire of evil and criminality, America, whose criminality has manifested itself in the most gruesome of forms in what has been committed against our Islamic peoples in Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, and the rest of the Muslim world. Forms of lowliness, bestiality, and savagery, some examples of which have reached us, but what is hidden is even worse. In the final year of the first decade of this war, Bush Jr. slid into history's trash heap in humiliation and failure and turned over the banner of criminality to his successor Obama, whose first achievement was pulling the wool over the eyes of some of our Ummah's simpletons, who showered him with applause following his high-sounding but totally substanceless speech in Cairo. But it wasn't long before these fools woke up to Obama's crimes, which are no less ugly than the crimes of his predecessor. During his reign, the Gaza Holocaust took place with its victims, hundreds of our children, mothers, and elderly people. During his reign, the tyrannical blockade of our people in Gaza has continued, and not only that, but Obama ordered his agents in Egypt to build a steel barrier on the border with Gaza to turn honorable Gaza into the biggest prison in history. During his reign, he promised Israel something no American president had ever promised before, that Al-Quds would remain the united capital of the state of Israel. During his reign, the bombing of Muslims in Afghanistan and Pakistan has intensified, and entire villages have been wiped out, as occurred at Kunduz in northern Afghanistan and at Zangara in south Waziristan. During his reign, millions of weak and oppressed women, children and elderly people from Swat, Mahsud, Orokzai, Mohmand, Khyber and other tribal regions in Pakistan have been displaced and forced to live in humiliating and shameful tent cities deep within Pakistan, where America's hunting dogs and the Pakistani government and army commit the ugliest types of crimes against the refugees, including the rape of women, kidnapping of children, and subjugation of old men. Allah suffices us, and He is the best of guardians. And during his reign, immunity has been conferred on the criminals of the Central Intelligence Agency, who have continued their horrifying crimes against Muslims in general and the Mujahideen in particular. But also during his reign, and by the grace of Allah and with His help, the Crusader Coalition and its agents among our countrymen have suffered defeats and setbacks on all fronts. In Somalia, the champions of the army of difficulty continue their conquests and victories against the Crusaders and their apostate helpers. In Mesopotamia, the lions of the Islamic State of Iraq are still making the Crusaders, rejectionist Shiites, and their helpers taste all types of woes, and their raids, and for Allah is all praise, have reached the hearts of the most important ministries. In the Maghrib of Islam, the victories of the lions of the Atlases against the children of France come one after the other. In Pakistan, hardly a day goes by without the Mujahideen pounding one of the palaces of apostasy that are the police, army, and intelligence apparatuses. As for the thieves in the apostate government, they are racing to steal whatever they can as they prepare to flee Pakistan, but the Mujahideen's retaliation is closing in on them with Allah's permission. Success has also been seen in the Arabian Peninsula, the land of revelation, metal of Islam, and focus of hearts, where the grandsons of the Sahaba have risen up against the people of apostasy in the government of the House of Saud, the agents of the Crusaders, and against their boys in the government of the Yemen, and they have made good on the oath of Sheikh Usama, may Allah preserve him.
I swear by Allah the Magnificent, who raised the sky without pillars, that neither America, nor those who live in America, shall even dream of security until we actually experience it in Palestine, and until all infidel armies have left the land of Muhammad, peace and prayers of Allah be upon him. And Allah is the greatest, and honor is for Islam, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings.
As for the soldiers of the Islamic Emirate, under the command of the Commander of the Believers, Mullah Muhammad Umar, may Allah preserve him, they are inflicting one defeat after another on the Crusader coalition, forcing its unsuccessful leader to specify a date for fleeing from the land of honor and defiance, Khorasan, which recently witnessed one of this era's epic battles and one of its blessed raids, the raid of the Shaheed, as we reckon him to be, Amir Baytullah Mahsud, may Allah have mercy on him, a raid whose hero was the Shaheed, as we reckon him to be, and Lion of Al-Hisba web forums, Abu Dujana Al-Khurasani, may Allah have mercy on him, who taught the American CIA and Jordanian intelligence a lesson they will never forget with Allah's permission.
Inshallah, we will get you, CIA team. Inshallah, will you get you down? Don't think that you just pressing and button, killing Mujahideen, you are safe. Inshallah, will death come to you through unexpected way, inshallah. Look, this is for you. It's not watch. It's detonator. To kill as much as I can, inshallah. This inshallah. Is my dua. To kill you. To kill your partner, Jordanian partner. And inshallah, I go to the Firdaus al-A'la, paradise. And you will be sent to the hell. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will inshallah see you again. Azizatullah. Wallahu akbar.
With the companionship of the one and only, the Almighty, the lion matched his actions with his words, and he dove with his explosive belt into the midst of the CIA's Afghanistan region operational command, killing the director of operations and a number of senior officials of American intelligence who came from Kabul for the express purpose of meeting the lion. Also killed in the blessed operation was the agent Sharif Ali bin Zayed, a cousin of the agent of the Mossad and CIA, the tyrant of Jordan. And for Allah is our praise. We won't make you wait any longer. We now invite you to watch this fascinating interview with the Lion Abu Dujana Al-Khurasani. May Allah have mercy on him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
We are going to conduct this interview with our brother, Dr. Abu Dujana Al-Khurasani, who is about to carry out a major operation against an extremely sensitive target. A meeting of the leadership of the CIA in Khost, Afghanistan, with the experts responsible for the pilotless aircraft which are used to kill and terrorize Muslims in Afghanistan and adjoining tribal areas. To begin, we ask Dr. Abu Dujana to introduce himself to us and give us a brief outline of his jihadi history.
Assalamu alaikum.
Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. All praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and prayers and peace be upon the chief of the messengers, our chief Muhammad, and upon his family and companions. As for what comes after, your brother is the poor slave Abu Dujana Al-Khurasani from Jordan. I am 32 years old and work as a doctor in Jordan. My trip with jihad began a few years ago, after the American invasion of Iraq. I made many attempts to join the jihad in Iraq, but Allah decreed something else for me. I used to write in the jihadi internet forums under the name Abu Dujana Al-Khurasani, and I was also a supervisor in Al-Hisba network, may Allah bring it back, under the name Malik Al-Ashta'i. So this is me in a nutshell. I mobilized to the land of jihad earlier this year in March of 2009.
في شهر ثلاثة من عام 2009
If you please, brother, could you give us a brief idea about your immigration from Jordan to the land of jihad and your motivations for it?
First of all, when I witnessed the events of Gaza, and very painful events they were, I can't forget the scene I saw on Al Jazeera channel, in which the Daughters of Zion were watching Gaza as it was being bombed by F-16 fighter jets. They were using binoculars and watching the Muslims get killed, and it was as if they were just observing some natural phenomenon, or as if they were watching a theatrical film or something similar. So I wrote an article, the last of my articles, entitled, When Will My Words Drink From My Blood? And all praises due to Allah, the idea of mobilizing began to get stronger. Then Allah decreed that I see a dream. I saw Sheikh Abu Musa al-Zarqawi in my sleep. And it was as if he was in my house. I asked him, aren't you dead? He replied, I was killed, but I am as you see me, alive. His face was like a full moon, and he was busy, as if he was getting ready for an operation. I wished I could take him to a secure place and take him out in my car. And I also wished that we could be bombed so we could be killed together. Glory be to Allah, it seems that the secure place means martyrdom in Allah's path. Subsequently, I asked one of the brothers to ask some people who know how to interpret dreams. The result was that some of them told me, you will mobilize in Allah's path, while others told me, the security organs will enter your house. And I think that the vision has now been fulfilled, and that its interpretation with Allah's permission is that I will mobilize in Allah's path, and the security forces will enter my house, leading to a martyrdom operation, which will be revenge for the killing of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi and the killing of many of our brothers by the spy drones in Waziristan. So Allah willing, this is the meaning of the vision.
Could we now start to talk about some of the details of your move from Jordan to the land of jihad and how Allah blessed you to carry out this major operation?
Yes. In truth, it all began with the Jordanian security organs entering my house at 11:30. They came and knocked at the door of my house. My wife came to me terrified and told me there are police outside. I knew that the moment of arrest had arrived. They came in, searched the house, confiscated my computer, and arrested me. The arrest warrant had written on it, possession of prohibited materials, which is a lie. They always lie and use this or any other allegation to arrest a Muslim. So they arrested me and sent me to Wadi Asir, to the intelligence bureau there. I swear by Allah, the only thing that I was worried about was that I was in contact with the brothers through the forums, and I was afraid that Muslim brothers, my beloved Mujahideen, would be attacked from my flank. This is what I was concerned about. But all praises due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, this didn't happen because Allah blinded their sights. They could have gotten their hands on some extremely valuable information about jihadi work, but Allah decreed something else. After they arrested and interrogated me, especially during the second night, I sat and prayed to Allah. No human power can prevent a slave from calling on his Lord. So I sat and prayed to Allah to deliver me and protect the Mujahideen from any danger which might emanate from me. And I prayed that I not cause harm to any Muslim. I prayed to Allah thus, O Lord, I would rather die in my cell than be a cause of harm to any Muslim. So all praises due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. The intelligence officer, whose name was Ali bin Zayd, or Abu Zayd, and who works with Abu Faisal in the counterterrorism division, was an idiot. And Allah made his plotting manifest itself by way of this idiot, who asked me to work with the security organs in spying on the Mujahideen in Waziristan and Afghanistan. So this step began with this proposal. They proposed that I go to Waziristan and Afghanistan to spy on Muslims. But the amazing thing, which I could hardly believe, is that I had been trying to mobilize to jihad in Allah's path, but had been unsuccessful. Then this idiotic man comes along and proposes that I go to the fields of jihad. All praises due to Allah, Lord of the worlds. It was a dream come true.
Is it possible for you to give us an idea of the methods the villainous intelligence officers used to try to recruit you?
When they arrest a brother and try to convince him to work with them, they will offer him the world and offer him everything, and occasionally they will use weak arguments, absurd arguments, like telling you that King Abdullah is from Ahlul Bayt, the house of prophethood. What does Ahlul Bayt have to do with this? Abu Lahab was also from Ahlul Bayt. Absolutely absurd things. This criminal tried to brainwash me, but in fact, the idiot was digging his own grave. I want to say that the Jordanian security and intelligence apparatuses have a very strong faith in the gods of the lame pelican America. They believe in their gods and believe in the money which comes to them. And glory be to Allah, when your own belief system is corrupt, you think that everyone else will set off from the same corrupt belief system. They tried to entice me with money and offered me amounts reaching into the millions of dollars, according to the man being targeted, particularly the leaders of Qaeda al-Jihad in the land of Khorasan. May Allah preserve them. So they were offering me millions upon millions, and these weren't mere empty promises. It was all done with the permission of King Abdullah II. And I have evidence that the man knows everything about this project, and that they can't send anyone to that place except with the permission of little Abdullah, King Abdullah II. So they think that if a man is offered money, it is possible for him to abandon his creed. They think that we worship wealth and lust just like them. How amazing! How amazing that you propose such things to a man whose last article, just a short while ago, was called, "When Will My Words Drink From My Blood?" A man who burns with desire for martyrdom and who motivates the Ummah to jihad. How can you come to him and have the gall to say to him, "Go and spy on the Mujahideen"? You'll never find such idiocy except in Jordanian intelligence. The fact is, I was aware that they were trying to tempt me with money. Abu Zaid would take me to the Safeway in Amman and other stores and buy me 200 to 300 dinars worth of goods. Then this corrupt individual would send the receipts to his chiefs, and the amazing thing is that he would buy food for his dog and send the bills as if it was purchased for Abu Dujana. In other words, in front of my eyes, he would steal from his chief and steal from his institution. So it's all very natural. He believes that you actually believe in his religion, and he thinks that his religion is the truth. His religion is lust. His religion is money. But the fact is that for anyone who believes in Allah and in the garden and the fire and believes in eternity and that there is a day when mankind will stand up before the Lord of the worlds, how can a mere fistful of dollars possibly make him sell out his religion and sell out his brothers? All praise is due to Allah. You'll never find a Muslim who has in his heart an iota's worth of "there is no God worthy of worship other than Allah, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah," agreeing to sell his religion, even if for all the money in the world.
During the period the agent Abu Zaid was interacting with you and attempting to recruit you, were you able to find out about some of the crimes the apostate Jordanian intelligence apparatus has been involved in?
First of all, this man was trying in a blatant fashion to prepare me to work with him. And at the same time, I was able, by the grace of Allah, first and last, to study his psychology and send him indirect messages on the basis of this study, like giving him the impression that I'm reluctant to go due to my fear of dying, so that he thinks I'm a believer in his religion, which is money. Or like getting up and asking him for money and asking him about the rewards and gifts they're promising me, so that he thinks I'm a believer in his religion, which is money. I spend a lot of time with him. We would sit together in restaurants, eating a single meal for 50 Jordanian dinars, or the equivalent of $70. This man, with time, began to tell me about what goes on in Jordanian intelligence. Abu Zaid told me about how he used to send a Jordanian intelligence officer who spoke with an Iraqi accent and have him planted among the Muslims to pretend to be a mujahid calling on people to go to Iraq. Then on the night of mobilization in Allah's path, they would come and arrest them all. This man admitted this to me. This idiot confessed to me and told me, "If you go and kill any leader of the mujahideen, you'll become the top man in Jordan, like my chief, Ali Burjak." According to Abu Zaid, Ali Burjak, director of Jordanian counterterrorism, is the man responsible for the murder of the Shaheed, as we reckon him, Sheikh Abdullahi Azam in Peshawar 20 years ago. Following that, he began to be promoted to progressively higher positions until he became director of counterterrorism. This is what Jordanian intelligence does. Jordanian intelligence is the party responsible for the murder of the sheikh and martyr. Allah permitting, we consider him to be so, and Allah is his reckoner, and we don't purify anyone before Allah. Abdullahi Azam. They are the ones who shed crocodile tears for him, and they are the ones who murdered him and planted the spy at his side, according to what we were able to glean from this intelligence officer. The fact is, we were able to obtain some other information, like the role Jordanian intelligence played in the killing of Imad Mughniya, the military chief of Hezbollah. Jordanian intelligence is the one who killed this man, also through the planning of a spy. And this is what motivated them in the first place to send me to Waziristan in Afghanistan. They have a track record of successes. For example, this criminal confessed to me that they are the ones who killed Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The Jordanian intelligence apparatus is the one who provided the Americans with sensitive data about the location of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, according to what this criminal said. So the Jordanian intelligence apparatus has a record which emboldens them to such behavior. But with Allah's permission, after this operation, they will never stand on their feet again. And this reply to them will be a severe one, which they will never forget, with the permission of Allah. I ask Allah to direct our arrows.
How did you travel from Jordan to Pakistan? And who paid for the trip?
Actually, Jordanian intelligence, may Allah send consecutive curses on it, is the one who gave me a large amount of money, it is the one who paid for my ticket, and it is the one who helped me to forge some documents I needed to get a Pakistani visa. I came to Waziristan via Peshawar Airport, and Jordanian intelligence subsequently, and through my work, sent me thousands of dollars which are now being put at the service of the Mujahideen and being used to buy these materials which, Allah permitting, will come back to them in the form of destruction and ruin. After arriving in Peshawar, I made contact with the Mujahideen and reached the land of Khorasan safely. And all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds, that Jordanian intelligence is the one who took care of everything.
After reaching the Mujahideen in safety and with your booty, did you ever consider cutting your connection with Jordanian intelligence, which had sent you to spy on the Mujahideen?
The fact is, there was no way I was going to sever this connection, because this connection itself had become a bait being offered to Jordanian intelligence, which itself had become a valuable prey. And this is what the Mujahideen here in the land of Khorasan realized, and that's why their first action was to form a mini Shura Council for this operation. Every single step taken had the goal of luring Jordanian intelligence to this land to arrest or kill them and give them a message written in blood that the Mujahideen will not fail to use the same tactics the intelligence services use. This then was the fundamental reason, which is that there was a valuable prey we were anticipating through this connection, in addition to the money. Money which comes to us from these imbeciles without any effort on our part. The same money the brothers in the Arabian Peninsula got their hands on when they tried to assassinate the idol Muhammad bin Naif. So this is a new era for the Mujahideen, Allah willing, in which the Mujahideen will use intelligence-based tactics and methods which rival or even exceed those of the security apparatuses of the strongest of states like Jordan and America, with the permission of Allah, Lord of the Worlds. So this was the fundamental reason.
After taking the decision to maintain the connection and try to use it against them, what are the tactics you used in order to convince them that you were actually spying on the Mujahideen, and how were you able to hide from them that your true intention was to ruin them?
More than anything else, it is the company of Allah and His protection. Allah's accompaniment and protection is what protects you. And all praise is due to Allah. We plot against them with the cunning Allah has given us. Allah says, they plot and plan, and Allah too plans, and the best of planners is Allah. So Allah is the one who suffices us against the infidels plotting. This is the fundamental reason, Allah's accompaniment. I'm sure that we as Mujahideen have committed some mistakes which might have led to the failure of the operation, but Allah is the best of protectors. The fact is, after consulting with the Mujahideen, I cut off ties for 4 months in order for Jordanian intelligence to stew in its own juices, thinking that this guy had abandoned it, so that if he came back to them and told them that conditions were difficult, they would buy his story quickly. And that's what happened, and all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds. I cut ties for 4 months, then came back to them with some videos taken with leaders of the Mujahideen, so that they would think that I was leaking videos and betraying the Mujahideen. All praise is due to Allah, the bait fell in the right spot, and they went head over heels with excitement. The videos I sent were actually taken with the Mujahideen's own camera for this very purpose, and all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds. Next, I gave them some erroneous made-up coordinates of targets to make them drool even more, along with some worthless or incorrect information. For example, if the Mujahideen had some work to do somewhere, I would tell them that it was in another place, thereby providing cover for the Mujahideen. And I would throw in some accurate information, which we thought the enemy probably already had knowledge of. With time, the Jordanian intelligence apparatus and the idiot Abu Zayd, whom Allah put at my service in this work, became convinced that Abu Dujana al-Khurasani was working for them. But in fact, I, with the help of Allah, was working to ruin them.
Is it possible for you to tell us how this operation was set up, who the target was, and what the lessons you derived while preparing for this tremendous act were?
In truth, the initial objective was the arrest or killing of Abu Zayd in Peshawar. An appointment had been made and an operation had been planned to arrest him. But were he to offer any resistance whatsoever, he was to have been killed. However, due to security conditions, we decided that such an operation might be too dangerous at this particular time, and thus Allah decreed something else. Now, Jordanian intelligence is breathless, right? It thinks it has someone who is providing information about the leaders of the jihad. So Allah decreed that they come from the Afghanistan side of the border and make the meeting take place in the Ghulam Khan area. But the amazing thing is that Abu Zayd was able to convince an entire CIA team responsible for spy drones to come to Ghulam Khan. So glory be to Allah, we planned for something but got a bigger gift, a gift from Allah, who brought us, through his accompaniment, a valuable prey, Americans, and from the CIA. That's when I became certain that the best way to teach Jordanian intelligence and the CIA a lesson is with the martyrdom belt. And that using these materials we purchased, this is genuine C4, we kill these infidels, the American intelligence experts, and Abu Zayd and whoever comes with him. So it wasn't planned this way. The target was Abu Zayd, but the stupidity of Jordanian intelligence and the stupidity of American intelligence is what has turned it into a valuable prey. It's a blessing from Allah. This is Allah's cunning. Verily, they plan a plan, and I also plan a plan. This is Allah's plan. And by Allah, our happiness in our being able, with Allah's permission, to strike such a target is indescribable. We will, Allah permitting, take revenge on behalf of the hundreds of Muslims who have been killed in this region by this tyrannical little group who are coming to meet this poor slave. Allah permitting, they won't be expecting me to come to them as a martyrdom seeker. I ask Allah to accept me in paradise.
Let's return once more to the apostate Jordanian intelligence apparatus. I would like to ask you about how they work and who the central figures are.
The unit in which Abu Zayd, Abu Faisal, Abu Haytham, and Ali Burjaq work is called the Knights of Truth Unit, although they are the Knights of Falsehood, and they handle the foreign operations of Jordanian intelligence. Their offices are side by side on the fourth floor of the Jordanian Intelligence Officers Building. If you go to the fourth floor, you'll find on the right the office of Ali Burjaq, whom I met there. On the left-hand corner, you'll find the office of Abu Zayd. And a little further down, you'll find the office of Abu Haytham. These individuals then make up the division responsible for this anti-jihad project. I have no doubt that King Abdullah II and last had full knowledge of the operation. In fact, when he sees this film, he will say to himself, yes, Abu Dujana is right. Information would be given to King Abdullah II as soon as it was received. And I would receive assurances from this apostate that he would elevate my status and shower me with wealth. This man, Abdullah II, is responsible for this operation, or at least has a direct link with it, because Ali Burjaq would regularly report to Muhammad al-Raqqad, director of Jordanian intelligence. And Muhammad al-Raqqad, the second most powerful man in Jordan, has a direct telephone line to the king and would send information to King Abdullah II. That's why, Allah permitting, this blow won't just be to Jordanian intelligence. It will also be to little Abdullah, lowly Abdullah, the idol of Jordan. Allah's curse be upon him. This man, Allah permitting, will become lowly and little in the eyes of America. They themselves used to send me letters telling me, we're proud of you. Why are you proud of me? Because you expect me to spy on the Mujahideen? Allah willing, now you will taste humiliation and shame in this world before standing before Allah on the day of resurrection, on the day when secrets shall be disclosed.
We might be able to understand why the infidels in American and Pakistani intelligence would want to target the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. But what is it that motivates the agents in the Jordanian government to target the Mujahideen in a place so far away from their country?
This is the job of hired dogs. When a dog is bought, his master will use him anywhere. And Jordanian intelligence is nothing but a dog of the CIA and American foreign policy. What interest was there for the criminal Ali Burjaq when he was a low-ranking officer in overseeing the murder of Abdullahi Azam? And what interest is there for Jordanian intelligence in killing Imad Mughniyeh, the military chief of rejectionist Shiite Hezbollah? What's the connection between this and that? It's the interest of America. They are America's dogs, and whenever we would give them some made-up piece of information, they would be thrilled with it and rush to share it with the Americans. Abu Zaid used to say to me in his letters, all of which I still have with me, you've lifted our heads. You've lifted our heads in front of the Americans. Allah is the greatest. I swear by Allah the Magnificent. Everyone who works in Jordanian intelligence, even their cooks and drivers, everyone who works in Jordanian intelligence, even if he works in the garden or car wash, is an apostate from Allah's religion, and killing him is more permissible than killing the American himself. These are the hired dogs.
Did Pakistani intelligence play any part in this operation which took place in its vicinity?
In truth, Jordanian intelligence is trusted by the Americans, but Pakistani intelligence isn't trusted. According to the proof I have seen, this operation wasn't carried out with the direct knowledge of Pakistani intelligence, because Pakistani intelligence is too lowly in American eyes to be involved in any action on Pakistan's own soil. That's the way America is. It doesn't respect its agents. Regardless of how much treason and despicableness has been provided by Pakistani intelligence, the Americans bypassed them in this affair in favor of working with Jordanian intelligence, which in the view of the Americans is more dependable than Pakistani intelligence, and even more dependable than the Mossad itself. Jordanian intelligence is the apparatus most trusted by the CIA, but Allah permitting, Jordanian intelligence will send these explosives to the target. Jordanian intelligence is the one who brought me from my house, by the grace of Allah, first and last, and simplified the path to mobilization, and sent me the money. And there's just one last step for them to complete, a few days from now. With Allah's permission, I will go to meet them in Ghulam Khan, for them to take me by helicopter, and the same team will be waiting for me, and Allah permitting, I will turn them upside down. With Allah's permission, this meeting, whose main purpose is to provide me with some devices for pinpointing coordinates, will be blood, destruction, and disgrace for both American and Jordanian intelligence.
Why was a martyrdom action chosen for this operation, rather than another combat tactic?
When the Shura Council would meet, I would discuss with the brothers how to inflict the largest possible defeat and slaughter with the least possible losses. And we agreed that this always manifests itself in the martyrdom operation. You can only get a maximum number of kills for a minimum number of martyrs and losses in the ranks of the Mujahideen with a martyrdom operation. This is a blessing which Allah has sent me. It is a blessing from above seven heavens that I be given the opportunity to have my severed limbs be turned into shrapnel, to have my bones be turned into shrapnel, to have my teeth be turned into shrapnel, which will kill these American and Jordanian infidels from the intelligence apparatuses. How could I possibly refuse? This is truly an offer, which is a gift from Allah. So how could I forfeit it? How could I permit another person to carry out this work, assuming another person could even do it, since it's not possible in the first place for anyone other than me to do it, since I am the one with the connection. But were we to hypothesize otherwise, then I swear by Allah, I wouldn't permit anyone else to do it after Allah provided me with this blessing, ready to eat, and gave me the opportunity to kill these people. Also, there is another message to send. When they think that this man is a spy, but then this man turns into a bomb, turns into a missile, turns into an explosive, this weakens the enemy's resolve and makes him understand that the sons of this religion have never bargained and will never bargain over this religion, and that this religion is more precious than everything they own. And all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the Worlds.
As we end this interview, do you have a message you would like to send to the Mujahideen in Jordan in particular?
Before anything else, I send my salam to Sheikh Abu Muhammad al-Maqdisi, I send my salam to Sheikh Abu Muhammad al-Tahawi, and I send my salam to all the Mujahideen in Jordan. And I tell them, be patient, for by Allah, we have seen Jordanian intelligence and its prisons. And we have seen how the intelligence officers would forbid brothers from reciting the Quran in an audible voice. Even reading the Quran is forbidden. So I tell them, be patient. But I also tell them, there is no solution to the situation in Jordan other than mobilizing to the land of jihad to learn the arts of war and train in them. Then return to Jordan and begin operations. Beware of sleeping. Beware of your jihad just being an open line to the intelligence apparatus. Back and forth, back and forth. No. This isn't the way. You must find another way. You might say that'll be difficult, but it can't be as difficult as it was for me. I was in prison, a broken prisoner in the prison of Jordanian intelligence, but by the grace of Allah, He sent me from the prison of the intelligence apparatus to the paradise of the Mujahideen in the land of Khorasan. So don't lose hope. But let me tell you that the intelligence officer, Abu Zaid, the enemy of Allah, used to mock you and the Mujahideen, and say that these people are, as we say in our dialect, people of mensaf. They eat mensaf and talk about jihad without actually doing anything. So the time has come for you to retaliate. The time has come for you to avenge Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. The time has come for you to avenge our sister Sajida al-Rashawi. How can you rest while you know she is a captive in the hands of the Jordanian idols? Isn't it within your ability to kidnap a Jordanian intelligence officer? Isn't it within your ability to ensnare him? Kill them with knives and swords. Lure them, trick them, use their own methods against them. Use counterintelligence. If you know anyone who is from them, even if he is just a driver, kidnap and kill him, and seek your reward with Allah. Anything is better than remaining in the grip of these idols. Don't consult anyone before killing personnel of Jordanian intelligence. Don't consult anyone. I take full responsibility for these words in front of Allah. Beware of consulting anyone. These are the words of the people of knowledge, whom we have asked here and there. Quote, don't consult anyone before killing anyone who works in Jordanian intelligence, even if he be their cook. Unquote. As one of the ulama told me, when I asked him about Jordanian intelligence and is it permissible to kill them or not, quote, my son, everyone you saw on your way from arrest to release, killing him is halal. Unquote. All the dogs of the security apparatuses you see until the moment of your release, killing them is permissible. Kill them. I swear by Allah, their blood is halal. Kill them and get closer to Allah through their blood. Beware of deserting the Mujahideen and beware of deserting our sister Sajida al-Rashawi. In closing, we can only pray to Allah and say, O Allah, revealer of the book, runner of the clouds, defeater of the Confederates. O Allah, defeat American and Jordanian intelligence. O Allah, defeat them and shake them. O Allah, let us kill them, O Lord of the worlds, and let us cause a great slaughter in their ranks. O Allah, accept our blood. O Allah, accept our martyrdom in paradise. O Allah, accept our blood. O Allah, take from my blood today until you are satisfied. Take from my blood until you forgive me, O Lord of the worlds. And our final prayer is that all praise is due to Allah, Lord of the worlds.
We end this video with some messages from the Shaheed, as we reckon him to be, to some people dear to him, messages which he keenly hoped would reach them.
I have a message to send to my virtuous brother, the senior writer, Luis Atiyatullah. May Allah preserve him. My dear brother, I am sure that these words will reach you, Allah permitting. And Allah willing, you will once again return to the field of writing, because your brothers, the Mujahideen, are yearning for your writings. My brother, Allah has endowed in you a talent for writing, so don't deprive the Mujahideen and your brothers of it. I ask Allah that this message of mine causes you to change your mind, and that you don't say, now there are others writing for jihad and the Mujahideen. No, by Allah, no one like you has come after you, and all the writers were and still are indebted to you. I ask Allah that you respond to this call, and that you return to writing for the aid of this religion, and may Allah reward you. I also have another message. This one for our virtuous mother, Umm Imara, mother of Abu al-Aina al-Muhajir, who carried out a martyrdom operation in Iraq, and about whom I wrote an article entitled, When Abu al-Aina Married the Hawra. I say to our precious mother, Allah willing, your son Abu Dujana will soon pass on to meet your son Abu al-Aina, and Allah willing, I will take to him your salam, and I will take to him your love, and I will tell him about what took place between us, so that he will rejoice at you, if Allah, Lord of the worlds, so wills it.
على أيامنا تحنو وداعا يا